This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk radio roundup here with a distinguished group of personalities, including Jennifer Horn from the DJV program and KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria Jones is here with us from the DC Radio Company. Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Rich McFadden from Radio America. And Doug Steffen from points north, south, east, and west. We go through our list of the items, the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of November 4th to the 8th. So, the big stories, is the same kind of, I don't mean this in a negative sense, but it is sort of, I think the only thing that's breathing life into the election story is the fact that Michael Bloomberg appears to be shaking. You got to know that if the Huffington Post says that he ought not to be president, then he probably should be president. Then we have the impeachment.
Well, Doug, I got to ask you a question. Hi, it's Rick. And
hi, hello, Rick. Is that Rick? Is that really you? Not an impersonator, but the real
unbelievable.
Rick Jensen. Very good.
So you have had positive things about Michael Bloomberg to say in the past, and I'm wondering how the media would treat his comments about China, saying Xi Jinping is no dictator, and the Communist Party is swell because they listen to their people. Now, we know how the media treats Trump when
he talks about dictators that way. Did he say they were swell? What did he say?
No, he didn't use the word swell. But no, he did say that Xi is
not a dictator.
He should
have. That would have made it better.
It would have, yeah. And he did say the Communist Party, quote, listens to the public. So I'm just wondering how the media might treat that, though.
Well, I don't have an answer to that because I obviously am not in the news media. I'm not interested in being in the news media. I take some of the work that they have and it makes for good conversation. There's a lot of controversy everywhere. It doesn't make a difference where you go, whether it's Ukraine or whether it's Russia or whether it's China. I don't trust the Chinese. I don't like doing business with them. I think they're out to screw everybody that they can, and whoever they can't screw, the Russians are going to. And that's just kind of the way it is in international politics. What I like about Bloomberg is that he has shown the ability to be able to bridge the gaps between people who may or may not like each other or want to really do business with each other, but they have to. The modern reality is, and this is not an excuse, it just is, as much as I don't like it and I don't want to do business with the Chinese myself, and I stay away from Chinese products, but the bottom line is it's very difficult to be successful in this world in terms of marketing and selling things if you can't get into the Chinese market. They are not to be, I think they're cheats, crooks, liars, but that's, you know, you got to deal with sometimes cheats, crooks, and liars.
I have a lot of listeners who also agree with you about, pardon me, I just want to throw this in about not buying a Chinese product, especially if it's something that goes into your mouth. I buy my plastic Go Cup from a company in Pennsylvania. I have a lot of listeners who don't trust Chinese manufacturers just like
for
that.
For good reason.
We know.
For good reason. Yeah, absolutely. Right. All right, Jennifer, you were about to pop in.
I think that it's an interesting conversation to have about Mike Bloomberg, but the question is, does Mike Bloomberg have a path forward in this primary? And it, you know, at this late date, now we're in November of 2019, is
Can
it
I
almost
ask you whether Hillary Clinton would have a path forward or Michelle Obama? Would she have a path forward if they jumped
the
in at this point?
It's the same question I'm telling you. The reason why is that that they are already off the, I mean, they're really out of the race for Iowa. They're out of the race, really, for New Hampshire. That's why the indication that Mike Bloomberg's running is because he filed to be on the ballot in Alabama. So while it's interesting to talk about the potential of a Bloomberg run and the fact that he would have to, I mean, he'd literally have to spend a lot of money, and he's got it.
Got a lot of money.
If he's really serious about it.
$100 million to get elected to mayor of New York, he can spend the dough.
because the stipulations to get into the debates are getting higher and higher. He's going to have to spend a lot of cash in the coming weeks if he wants to even make the December debate.
Steyer
he probably
has.
Won't make the. Yeah, Steyer yeah. has, but I mean, how much money has he
but
spent?
But nobody knows who he is and doesn't make any difference
right.
at this point.
And he's also kind of paid for placement almost. So I think that, look, I think that Mike Bloomberg, and I actually said it, I think, a year ago when people were talking about, okay, as a Trump supporter, who do you think has got the best chance to beat him? And I have always said, I think Mike Bloomberg has a solid chance at doing that. But I actually amend that statement now because I think maybe he waited too long.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
I think it might be trouble for him.
For all of you, the essence of our system. And if a year away from the election, somebody decides to get in and they don't have a chance because of electioneering, election politics, party politics, whatever you want to call it, isn't it time for a change? When you look at what's happening in Britain, they have an election in 4 weeks. The Canadians have elections without a lot of advance work. If we can't muster up, or somebody like Bloomberg, who has the panache, the style, the knowledge, the ability, if he can't make it work in the system in a year, then we got a pretty sick system.
He's got a lot. I mean, he's very well known on the coast. So you have to remember where you're from because you know him because you live on the East Coast. He has a lot of work to do in the middle of the country. He even has a lot of work to do on the West Coast. You have to remember people have already started to put their candidates, you know, okay, I'm going to be a Biden person. I'm going to be a Warren person.
Yeah.
And the question is, does he have enough notoriety to actually make people switch?
Not only that, it's a broader question. It's about anybody stepping in, anybody with $50 billion and name recognition, because he is known in Wisconsin. He's known in Detroit.
Sure. People know Bloomberg
everywhere.
They know, and they have the capability to learn about him. There are a lot of news outlets. They can learn about him. They can learn about him fast, and they watch TV. But the way the system is set up right now, and the number of interests that there are, including financial interests, in keeping this unbelievable megalith going of basically a four-year campaign. No, it's very difficult for somebody to have a chance coming in late. We live in a four-year campaign cycle, and that's the way it is.
I don't have to like it. I don't have to give into it. I think that I would do whatever I could under the circumstances if he became a real candidate to tell people what I thought about him and why I think he's a good candidate, whether people like McFadden will say, well, he wants to control everybody's lives because of the size of the sugary drink you drink, or whatever. Jennifer, you come up with some of those things that...
I fundamentally disagree with him on climate change and on gun control. And so for him to paint himself as a moderate...
But isn't he honestly? Yeah, okay. So if you have a choice, really and truly, it isn't about Trump and his ability to govern... Well, Trump and his ideas. It's about Trump and his personality. And this is what gets everybody all worked up. It isn't that he can't or hasn't done good things, because he's done a lot of good things. But people can't deal, nor should they really have to, I guess, and from my perspective, with all of the dumb crap that he throws out there that's not presidential. I just, you know, when you come up with an idea of who's presidential, and you put the two of them next to each other,
I voted for it because of it, and I'll tell you why. He disrupted things, and he actually put a stop to the backslide of the Republican Party. Republicans had no backbone before Trump. They let Democrats and identity politics run over them. And so if it takes an imperfect vessel like President Trump to bring some backbone back into the Republican Party, more power to him.
But there's no...
Let me ask you a question. This is not from any particular bent. Where is the backbone in a Republican Party that is lockstep in a man that you know they speak privately, they despise for his personal habits, and they don't agree with on his foreign policy, and they don't agree with on a number of his internal policies, but they do not dare say so because they will be shamed on social media and they're afraid of losing their jobs. Where is
Victoria,
the backbone
you know
that in
that's
that?
Not true, and we have
it
an example.
True.
No,
it's
we have an example.
True.
Victoria, we have an example of where that's not true from just a couple of months ago, and that's with his decision to pull out of Syria. You had people like me going, oh, I don't know if that's the best decision. You had people like Lindsey Graham. You had the Senate actually passing resolutions against the president. So it is not true that Republicans
because
are not standing up against
them. It won't hurt them with the base because the base doesn't care about Syria.
Well, this is the time and place in politics. Look at all of the Democrats who voted for a sham impeachment with no evidence.
We're not talking about Democrats. We're talking specifically about Republicans, whether they have a backbone with Trump. We want to talk about party politics.
I just gave you an example of where Republicans stood up against Trump. I'm looking for the example now about political parties and the Democrats having the backbone to stand up against a sham impeachment that they know has been cooked up since 2017.
I think there is something to talk about. I think backbone is, that's an interesting phrase, an interesting idea, an interesting position. The backbone of the parties, either of them, has been weakened a lot by social media, some of the personalities that have gained an upper hand. The backbone has been weakened by all of the corruption, the campaign financing. It's a whole myriad of things that play into this. Good conversation, ladies. Thank you. And I'm not keeping you out of the good conversation part of it, Rick. It's 18 past.
But I would like, yeah, go ahead.
Oh,
yeah.
Keep him out.
It's
like the ladies at the golf right. course. We get to tee off.
Go ahead. What'd you say, Rick? Go ahead. Give us a quickie.
A compliment, Jen. At no point during all this debate did she say, okay, boomer.
that's for later in the we'll have is. To get to that. Actually, it we'll is. Come to let's do that when
but then
we continue
we can
on.
Cancel her back.
Yeah, well, she's going to go do her morning radio program in Los Angeles, so she won't be able to defend herself. But I want to do that okay boomer thing. What did I say? It was 18 after the hour. Calitrin has been the heart of weight loss, the soul of weight loss. It is the healthiest weight loss program in America. That's a big statement for me to make, but I know because I've used it. Weight loss, lose the weight. I don't have a real weight problem, but I gain weight during this time of year. From my birthday, from a couple of days ago to Thanksgiving, to the Christmas parties, to Christmas. Was that a happy birthday? Thank you very much, Victoria. First of the year, we even go to Valentine's Day if you want. Eat, 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 sweet, sweet, sweets, and you gain the weight. So if you start now to keep yourself on the straight and narrow, then you won't gain the weight. No stomach upset. There's nothing unhealthy about Calitrin. Calotren. All natural ingredients. As a matter of fact, the main ingredient is collagen protein, which has been proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss. So let's get to the success story of you by you getting on to Calitrin and shedding those pounds. Go to Calitrin.com, Calotren. See how the program works? Just one set of capsules. You take four before you go to bed. That's it. It does the work. Calitrin.com. Use the code DJV and save fabulous amounts. They always have a great story to tell, and they also have great specials, free shipping as well. Calitrin.com. You're the winner. You lose the weight. You stay healthy. Calitrin.com. Get the best deal by using the code DJV.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Yeah. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Time to continue here on our Talk Radio Review. Every week we go through some of the items on the charts that are prepared by Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk industry, with radio professionals. Rich McFadden is here, Ops Guy at Radio America, Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, and joined also by Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria wants to talk about this boomer thing, so I have a Wikipedia definition. You ready? Okay, boomer is a dismissive retort often used to disregard or mock baby boomers. And I would tell you, those of you who are listening, each one of us are baby boomers. So,
just by the skin of my teeth.
Yeah, well, sorry, you made it.
I'm still angry.
Anybody who's perceived to be old-fashioned, so we're out of touch, apparently, according to the definition, which I find extraordinarily offensive.
So,
and anybody who'd use that in my face would have, I'd have my finger right back in their face.
Explain the OK Boomer story to me, because I'm unaware.
Well, all right, Victoria, you wanted this time, so you take help yourself.
I wanted this time. Well, I came across it on BuzzFeed, which I read at night before I go to bed, because I do the quizzes about, you know, what
mythical animal. Not
put yourself to sleep.
Well, no, no, things like what mythical animal was I in a past life, and it's usually something like a griffin or a phoenix, things like that. And I came across a series of stories about OK Boomer. I thought, oh, what's that? But it doesn't sound very nice. And they were all derogatory about boomers. It was very interesting. I thought, okay, there's a generational war. Bring it on. And it's not just millennials. It's not just Gen Xers. And it's Gen Zers. And apparently, whatever the next one's going to be, I guess they'll go back to Gen A. They'll have to start again. Right. Everybody is against boomers, apparently, because boomers ruined everything. Right. And basically, you don't have to have done anything, but you just say, okay, boomer, and you're dismissed. And there's no way back from that, because it's so dismissive and they turn away that there's no way back. But where it's so derogatory is that, of course, all boomers are placed in the same basket. And there are poor boomers, there are black, white, Hispanic boomers, there are rich boomers, there are female boomers, male boomers. Not every boomer was involved in the various decisions that have actually, in some
it's
cases,
so, it's like everything
about,
else
so
in the modern media.
I experienced just, this this week.
It's not even
when,
media.
How?
It's in the culture.
I'd have, and, if it were you and me, Richie, I'd have one response. Begins, it's two words. One begins with F and the other with U.
Definitely, you can do that, and that's effective. But you, then you're just contributing to the rudeness.
Who are they? It's facts. Well, it's facts. You just need to lay out the facts. And if you can back up your side of the story, you win every time.
You've already been dismissed and they're not listening.
Don't care. Don't care.
Right.
On
they're
Facebook this week, Mike
said, okay, boomer. Yeah. The thing is, we as boomers had a similar ageism insult. It was, okay, old man. Same thing.
Sure. Exactly.
Yeah,
same
it
thing.
Happens every time.
But and it goes along with the cancel culture, which is incredibly cruel. And President Obama spoke about it, and I think suddenly a lot of people who didn't know about it learned about it, and Ann Coulter astonishingly agreed with him, which is, and it's happening in schools
and
universities.
And why do we care what Ann Coulter says?
Because it was astonishing that she agreed with Barack Obama.
Yeah,
that's the only reason we
in the world for one reason only, and that's to promote Ann Coulter.
Ann Coulter. But the cancel culture is you say what you just said, and I didn't like it. And it could be something very small, and I'm sitting in class with you, and I turn around and say, you're canceled. And suddenly on all social media, at lunch, you're canceled and all my friends cancel you and you cease to exist as a human being.
I would say that if you have friends and all
you
it takes
them.
For, I wouldn't say that they were your friends.
Not as easy as that.
Under that circumstance. All right, Victoria, hold on, Rick, Rich, and Doug, as we continue on the Talk Radio Review for this week. Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. 1 in 3 Americans has type 2 diabetes or could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin to help support healthy glucose levels. Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, Curalin.net, code DJV.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg is seriously considering a run for the White House, as the billionaire businessman is reportedly today going to file for Alabama's Democratic primary. On the Republican side, the former U.S. Senator from that state, Jeff Sessions, who went on to become Attorney General for a while in the Trump administration, says he wants that Senate seat back. so he can help support President Trump.
We need to get some Republicans moving. They haven't been pushing hard enough to advance the Trump agenda. And so that's what I look forward to doing. And
Sessions was speaking on Fox News. The National Rifle Association's ending its lawsuit against San Francisco for labeling it a domestic terrorist organization. The group dropping the suit yesterday after city officials said they were only expressing an opinion and were not ordering a boycott. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's the first full week of November. It's the Talk Radio Review. Every week we get together, a group of us that are professionals in the talk radio field, News Talk Radio, Rick Jensen at WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America in Washington. Yes, we're all elitists from the East Coast going through all this. I'm Doug Steffen, happen to be in Massachusetts. Well, when I'm not here, I'm in Colin, what are you? I'm not an elitist? What are you going to
do? No, I wasn't an elitist, but now I live in a blue state, so I guess that makes me an elitist now.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, blue, buddy. That right. must be. What are you doing about that?
I left Maryland because it was blue and went to Virginia because it was red, and that's where my wife lived.
That sure changed this past week, didn't it?
And then by the way, I live in a blue state again.
I'm offended. We are the Mid-Atlantic region, okay? All right, we're different.
Excuse me.
There you go.
It's with the Mid-Atlantic here.
We don't have in the top 10 an election story per se about the elections this past week, but why don't we spend a moment on it? Rick, you started it, so go through it.
What, in Virginia? I thought
anywhere. Results anywhere. Yeah. We had some significant, like the Framingham election split. The city council has now split. This is the town where I live in Massachusetts. Council split just like the rest of the country. It's five votes
so
for
I
one.
Some
right.
Real ironies happened here. For example, there were interviews with people who had voted in Virginia against Trump because of Trump's language and the things he says about people. It's horrible. So they had the election, and now they still have blackface governor, blackface the attorney general, and the rapist. Lieutenant governor who's being accused of rape. They're still in Virginia, aren't they? Which I found to be amazingly ironic. And yet, also, remember the woman who flipped off the president?
She won
an election.
Yeah.
She won an election there, I know.
Yeah, just because she flipped off the president. Yeah, right.
Yeah, yep. Because he's such a dictator and wouldn't let that happen. So, I mean...
Well, you can't really stop her when she's on a bike and she's already done it.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
But
in this country.
In the Washington suburbs, you basically, it's a government town. And the government employees run this town, and mm-hmm. that's the way this, and the
well,
government
it's the same
is growing
in Los Angeles,
growing,
Richie,
growing.
With the entertainment business. Nothing, everything in Washington
right.
is connected to politics and government. Every business,
yeah.
everybody that lives there, and Los Angeles,
my
it's
neighborhood,
the same
you can't
the entertainment.
Swing a dead cat without hitting some kind of consultant or government
yeah.
contractor.
Right, exactly.
Or
and that's
government
the same
employee.
In L.A., and there are probably not two cities like that anywhere else, at least in our country, that are so run by one circumstance. All right,
and to circle it back around, because of that, WTOP yeah. is the biggest, largest billing radio station
in the country.
In the country.
Huge.
Yep.
Makes
yeah.
more money than any yeah. radio station in the country because it gets those government dollars.
Yep.
Government contractor dollars.
Contractor dollars. Yep.
And
exactly.
there's even a federal news radio in the
right.
town.
Right.
Right.
Yep. And maybe 800 people listen to it, but it's the 800 people they need
make
to listen to it. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. And their buys are made both on WTOP and WFED. It's the same. It's the
right.
same buy, basically.
Yep.
Okay.
And C-SPAN radio is you know matters in this town. If you're mm-hmm. on C-SPAN radio, you know this. It's because a lot of our listeners are like, yeah, C-SPAN radio. That's cool. I mean, you know, we love the radio station we're listening to right now, but we understand why C-SPAN radio is
well,
important.
One of the stations
C-SPAN.
That's carrying this program is Wonk. In Washington, which is another station that's coming up the pipe pretty quickly.
Yes!
The real call letters are not W, O, and K. I forget what the call letters are, but it's called Wonk Radio. And they're...
policy Wonks, lots. Yeah.
Yeah, the policy
all,
Wonks.
Yes, that's all
that's,
their topics,
yeah,
right?
That's right. Okay. So, OK Boomer was number 10 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine. Their research indicates number 9, discussion of health care. Number 8... A new strain of HIV has been discovered. That's been lost in the dust. Should be a conversation, though. ABC and the Epstein case. This is pretty interesting because a woman who is a reporter once again forgot, or maybe she did. Maybe she did it on purpose because she knew the mic was on and she wanted to get
Amy Robach
sort of back. Yeah.
Yes.
She accuses ABC News of burying the expose on Mr. Epstein or Epstein, however you want to pronounce his name, who's still dead. Because the people in the royal family, somebody called from England and said, you better not do that. And so they
Alan
waffled.
Alan Dershowitz threatened.
He did on behalf of the royal
no,
family?
Alan, no, on behalf of themselves.
In addition to.
Oh, in addition to. Okay, all right, got it. And so there's, I haven't heard his name in this before. Is he?
He's caught
he's
up in
one
this.
Of the men. In,
really?
He's one of the men, yes.
Well, I didn't know that. I knew it was Prince Andrew and a bunch of others. And Clinton isn't going to come out of this very well either. Okay.
Clinton is alleged to have been there, but not one of the men. But
he
Dershowitz
watched.
Is alleged to have
he's
been
like
there.
He didn't inhale.
Well, we don't know whether he was. Watched. We know he is alleged to have been there. Dershowitz is one of the men alleged to have been serviced.
Really?
No, Clinton's, there's many stories of Clinton being
I know, but
there.
I'm saying in this instance,
yes.
Clinton
okay.
is alleged to have been there.
That's a service-based economy, after all.
He was just
okay.
watching.
No.
Mormons and the fear of being in Mexico. This is something, by the way, this is by the number on this is number 6, the murder in Mexico. I was looking at a story of these families from our country burying the 9 women and children that were basically slaughtered along the border. And what I guess I'm trying to figure out what the fear is here, other than if you're a Mormon, you better stay the hell out of Mexico.
Or if you're but anybody, what, you ought to stay the hell out of Mexico.
Well, that maybe is true as well, yeah.
Especially driving in a rural area like they were in a
middle of nowhere,
big old suburban.
They were in a convoy. They were just trying to get somewhere.
Out,
right.
Some of them were, one of them was moving to North Dakota, but they were trying to get some of these people had lived there for 20, 40 years, and they were actually on a sort of truce terms with one of the local cartels who they sold gas to, and the cartel changed their tires. And in fact, after the shooting and the explosions, one of the local cartels, some of the members came with them to the scene. There was a sort of truce, but the family have a slightly different account from the government account of what might have happened.
But
they say that it was not total wreckage. They say that it looked to them as though checkbooks and things have been rifled through. So they think that the victims did not necessarily die in a fiery conflagration, but that they may have been searched and massacred.
Mm. Yeah, well, but to what end, and why were they there? And just the Americans, stay out of Mexico. That's basically the bottom line. Just don't go there. Don't support the government. Don't support what the lifestyle is like there. Just don't go there. End of story.
Meanwhile, this is the reason that Mexicans want to come here.
Yeah,
it's because of this.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
No jobs.
And if we were smart, we'd be figuring out how to tell the Chinese, straighten up your own backyard there, pal, or you don't get anything more from us. So we talked already about the China business. Well, number 5 is the withdrawal from the Paris Peace Accord. No news there. They've been talking about that for months and years. That'll, as soon as Trump's out of office, it'll go right back to where it was. Speaking of Trump, number 3, the tax returns. I don't get why at this point, everybody knows he doesn't want to, and he's not going to if he doesn't have to.
Because they can keep him from running next time if they get something on him. Mm-hmm. That's all of this is to try and keep him from being on the ticket next time.
Mm-hmm.
They know they're not going to be able to stop him now, but how can we keep him? What bombshell can we find that keeps him from being eligible to run next time?
Uh-huh.
Keep digging.
Shouldn't be so. Yeah, right, exactly. So, with the impeachment, which is number 1 this week, the Democrats have subpoenaed White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney in the probe. They're demanding his testimony, but aren't they going to just say, sorry, no? Well, why?
Of course. Correct. And the Democrats would expect that. That is one person, acting Chief of Staff, that's one person they would expect to flout the subpoena, because that actually is somebody who gives counsel to the president. Some of the other people are kind of iffy to flout the subpoenas, but Mulvaney really is giving counsel to the president, so not surprising.
44 past the hour, the talk radio review for this week. Here's something that delivers, a product that works, and people who have used power swabs we'll be happy to tell you about how well it delivers. It's a viable, long-term way to take care of the whitening and brightening of your teeth. So if you are interested in applying something to your teeth to make them whiter, if you're a smoker, or if you have had a lot of wine or tea or coffee, or whatever may be the case, if your teeth are stained and yellow, the ingredients in this product have been clinically studied. It's an all-natural tooth detergent combined with a whitening agent, and it lightens the stains in your teeth. Starts in 5 minutes. A couple of shades each time you use it. It's fabulous. No matter what the color is right now, you want a white smile, don't you? That's a nice way for people to look at you and say, oh, wow, what a nice bright smile you have. So snap the tube, swab your teeth, and smile. In 5 minutes, you'll see things changing. You do it every 5, 6, or 7 days. Power swabs guaranteed to remove the stains and keep your teeth safe. That's something the others can't tell you either. It may remove the stains, but they eat away at the enamel. Your natural teeth, you can service, cap service, you can service to the veneers if you haven't. Call 800-208-1797. I think I've convinced you to do this. You've heard me talk about this for years. I've been talking about this product for 8 years on the radio. 50% off the retail price with the DJV code when you call 800-208-1797. And by the way, if I've been talking about it on the air for 8 years, it must work. So help yourself to a way to guarantee that white smile. It's 800-208-1797 with the DJV code that'll bring you success. All of you have helped MyPillow become a big, amazing American company. So Mike Lindell, who's the inventor, the CEO at MyPillow.com, wants to give you a special deal. Your listeners to this program, you have helped a lot because you bought a lot of pillows. So now you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the new radio listener special. The BOGO has returned. Yes, the BOGO. What's the BOGO, you say? Buy one, get one free. All the MyPillows right now are available. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, so much more, come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, use the promo code DJV for all the great radio specials at MyPillow.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
It's the Talk Radio Review with Rick Jensen and Victoria Jones, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, The People List, Amy Rohrbach. And number 9, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren is 8, Joe Biden and his son at 7, Bill Taylor at 6 with Alexander Vindman, Adam Schiff at 5, John Bolton at 4, Mike Pence at 3, Rudy Giuliani at 2, and Donald Trump at number 1. So we've pretty much gone through the things that are new to the week and the essence of some of the stories here. There's a subtext, because we are talk radio people, we tend to talk. This is didn't make the top 10, but pretty much right under the surface. Alex Jones was in court again this week. You know him, the fear-mongering theorist, conspiracy theorist, who makes the rest of us look good and he looks bad. Or I don't know whether he makes us look bad. I'm not sure how to interpret his impact on talk radio. A lot of people have listened to him. I don't know if they still are. This is
no
the
relation.
Senior story. Say what?
No relation.
Oh, no, no. No, nobody's going to confuse him for being related to you. Anyway, but what do we think quickly about this? He's in court. He's losing. He's going to have to pay a lot. Is this a warning to other talk radio hosts not to do the crazy stuff that he does? We used to be able to do a lot of crazy stuff.
Kill all the lawyers. Can't say anything anymore, especially crazy stuff like him.
Yeah, okay. So that may be the... It is the lawyers who are the ones that are making it here,
There used to be freedom of speech in this country, no matter how crazy you were.
Yep, not anymore. You're right about that. Yeah, that's the sad truth of it all, Richie. That impacts us all, and it caps this discussion. Thank you, one and all. 10 before the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The theme from James Bond, James Bond. All right, so we have some movie news here. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Movie Moments on the DJV program. The James Bond theme is always welcome. We're always happy to hear that music, which is among probably, what, four or five well-known movie themes, the best-known movie themes in the world, and this is certainly one of them.
Yeah, I would put it would be.
Oh, yeah, right there. Okay, so what's the news from James Bond, Chucker?
According to reports, Doug, the latest James Bond film, which is titled No Time to Die, which once again stars Daniel Craig as 007, the most expensive Bond film ever, reported a budget around $250 million. Dollars. A lot of money.
You get 10% of that, yeah, right. And probably a back-ender on it as well. So what do we hear about the production is wrapped?
Yeah.
So it'll be out for next Christmas time, I'm
April.
Guessing. Next
no,
year,
it comes out.
Oh, it's coming
out
in April.
Actually,
really,
yeah, it comes out April. Yeah,
fast turnaround. Okay, so what do you hear
there
about?
There was a time. I'm glad you pointed that out. There was a time where all James Bond movies came out Christmas time.
Yeah, right.
They changed that game. There is no buzz on the film. It's way too early. There's only been one mini teaser trailer, which really didn't show much. Footage. I'd expect a full trailer, maybe by Christmas. We'll see. But
theaters.
You know, a lot of people speculate: will this or not? Will this be the last 007 entry from Daniel Craig? I don't know why he would. I mean, they're paying him big money. He's still physically in great shape.
Right.
So I don't know, have some more like him as James Bond.
Yeah, we do like him. I think he's a good James Bond, frankly.
One other point. Give me your thoughts on this. This will be the first James Bond movie released post the Me Too movement, and the producers already said that they will acknowledge, because let's be honest, that there's maybe no more of a sexist character in the history of movies than James Bond to some extent.
So it's a movie, for God's sakes. It's a story.
I know it is.
Give it a rest.
I agree.
Give it a rest.
I'm just stating what I read, Doug.
I know. What about Helen Mirren? There's a movie coming out, and I saw the trailer. And I'm trying to remember what the name of it is, but it looks like it's pretty exciting.
The Good Liar.
Speaking. What's it called?
The Good Liar.
Right. Is Keanu Reeves in it? And Ian McClellan?
Ian McClellan is in it. I think here's a funny thing. You said that. There's a still going around the internet. Keanu Reeves supposedly has a girlfriend, and it's a woman who actually looks like Helen Mirren. She's younger, but it looks like, when I first saw her, I said, "Is that Helen Mirren?" But it's.
Oh, I know this thing that Helen Mirren and McKellen are in. You know who else is in it? Is Jim Carter from Downton Abbey is in this.
Okay.
As well, yeah.
It looks very good, and that should have certainly adult appeal at the box office. Speaking of movies, this week, 4 new movies open nationwide. The first is Dr. Sleep, Ewan McGregor, which is the sequel to Stanley Kubrick's 1980 masterpiece, The Shining. Much to my surprise, a lot of the reviews are really good on this film. I'm actually excited to go and
Is it a scary movie? It's not going to be for me, right?
Yeah, probably not.
No.
Also, a movie called Last Christmas with Emilia Clarke of Game of Thrones. Midway, Roland Emmerich's movie. The trailer looks really good. I don't know how much box office this is going to do in the States. I'm sure it's a fairly expensive movie. It's tracking around a $15 million opening weekend here. And then there's this comedy, Playing with Fire, with wrestler turned actor John Cena. So a whole lot of movies opening nationwide. Terminator, Dark Fate expected to drop around 54% week to week, and The Joker expected to hold up pretty good once again with a less than 40% drop off. Joker now, Doug, has made right around $1 billion worldwide, which is a massive hit for a film that Warner Brothers really did not expect to do anywhere near $500 million. So it's going to do $1 billion. It's for whatever reason, really hit a nerve, and people going to see that not only once, but a lot of people going to see that movie twice, because any movie that makes $1 billion worldwide, people are seeing it multiple times, meaning word of mouth is really
good. You saw it twice, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
And like I said, I watched the last 30 minutes a lot more than that. So, yeah, I liked it a lot.
In a general overview way, we could say these movies, I was thinking about this phrase that's now sort of crescendos, okay, boomer. There are, of those movies that you enumerated that are coming out this weekend, I think at least 3 of them are sort of boomer movies, aren't they? Wouldn't you say?
Well, boomer, define that.
Well, boomer is people that are over the age of 50.
Okay.
55. 1946.
That's why I think Midway is interesting, at least because obviously it's going to appeal to people over the age of 50, but it's a Roland Emmerich movie who did Independence Day in 2012. So, the trailer has a lot of effects. It looks pretty impressive. So whether it finds an audience or does not find an audience will be pretty interesting.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.